Wagwan, my beautiful early morning risers, aspiring early morning risers. You man, I'm not stupid, yeah? I know you lot are still waking up late, even though you say you want to wake up early. But I'm here to tell you, I'm not in that market anymore. Yeah, I've moved to bigger places. This morning, I woke up at 8 a.m. And mind you, it's a Sunday, Canadian time. Anyways, my lads, you're listening to The Wrap-Up. And this episode is entitled Reflections and Resolutions. So brace yourself because I have great show for you today. Actually, we have great show for you today. Yeah, I said we. You heard that one, right? We have a special DJ in the house. He's going to be my new co-host. And instead of me chatting gibberish all the time, I'm going to stop talking. Yes, all my friends keep telling me to shut my mouth. I have a big mouth. It stays running. And I will let him introduce himself. So, what's your name?
My name is Ryan. So, my DJ name, it's a working title at the moment. I'm going by DJ Rhino. You know, R-Y-A-N-O, mm-hmm. Just in case you guys were confused on the spelling.
Okay.
You know, I'm happy to be here. It's going to be blessed.
Yeah, thank you. You took everything I was going to ask you. I was about to ask you, have you chosen your DJ name? Because that's the fun part. I remember when they asked me, I didn't really have anything. I'll be like, maybe I'll be DJ Ninsima. I was like, but wait, that's my government name. Would I really sell with Ninsima? And then she was like, it's fine, it's actually a good name. So I shortened it to DJ Sim Sima. But some people call me Sim Sima on the ones and twos, yeah?
Yeah, that's great.
Okay.
It's a great name right there.
And so what do you like? Wait, no, actually, you go to school with me. Yes, he goes to Laurier University.
Mm-hmm.
What year are you in? What's your major?
Yeah, so I'm in second year. I'm in economics. You know, it's not really relevant to this show at all, actually. So kind of doesn't matter that I'm studying economics for this. But, you know, that's what I do when I'm not, you know, focused on the music.
Yeah. Okay. And what do you like to do when you're not in school? What are your hobbies? And I know you corrected me earlier. It's pet peeves. Guys, it's a V, not an F. Okay?
Yeah, learn English. I don't really understand how you had that problem, but, you know, that's okay.
Yeah,
that's okay.
I have weird problems, yeah. Okay.
Okay, so my hobbies? Mm. I don't know if I have a lot of hobbies, to be honest. You know, play video games. Me and, you know, the rest of my housemates, we tend to play a lot of FIFA because, you know, that's internal competition. That's how you get better. You know, it's always on the grind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, shout out to those mans too, of course. They know who they are.
Yeah.
You know, like, school kind of takes up a lot of my time. And I, of course, I have a part-time job too, you know, stuff gets busy.
Yeah.
I don't really do much else other than obviously always trying to find the next music that's most interesting to me and most relevant.
Yeah.
Always on my mind and really important.
Again, you took over what I wanted to ask you. I was about to ask you, why did you decide to join the Wrap-Up? I mean, there was bare shows going on. You could have even started your own show.
Yeah.
So why did you decide to come to
Well, like, originally, I thought about starting my own show, and then I saw that they had that very long process that you have to write, like, what is it, 7 pages or something?
Huh?
Yeah, you have to, like, describe in depth what your show is going to be about. So I scrapped that idea almost right away because it was, just seemed like a lot of work.
Yeah. It's bureaucratic.
But yeah.
If you get your own show, actually, I don't know about that, but from past experiences, like, you know TLC, right? The three girls who
sing. Yeah, of course, TLC.
When they got signed to it's not Motown Records. It's that record label in Atlanta that's always existed with Babyface. They were signed to Babyface and some other guy, right? LaFace Records. It was called LaFace Records. They were signed to L.A. Reid and Babyface. That was their record label. Still is. So, basically, L.A. Reid's wife, who was, I guess, a shareholder on that record label, she's the one that named the girls TLC.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, it's like when they realized that they're being cheated all the time and they wanted to move, they wanted to take their name with them. But then the label was like, you have to buy the name from us. So I thought about that. I was like, rah, if I get my own show and it's actually popping and, like, it has its own name, it's a big thing, when I want to branch off from Radio L'Oreal, won't they want to buy it from me if I had it under like their contract?
Yeah,
or
bro, they.
Yeah, I was like, I'm like, nah, fam, man's not getting played like that. So I was like, let me just be on the rapper for now. But yeah, what else did I want to ask you? Mm-hmm. This is the million-pound question.
All right, hit me with it.
Who are your top five?
Top.
I've asked you this many times and you're never ready.
Yo, what?
Okay.
Uh-huh. All right, but if I'm being asked this question, you better come with your top five right back.
Not after.
But just so you know, like, you had time to prepare, so I know you already came up with your top five beforehand. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not fair. What do you?
Okay, stop.
All right, I got it. Okay, so, well, in order, okay, yo, this is. You know, like, first thing, always about hip-hop, like, everyone has rap music, correction. Mm-hmm. I've been corrected on that.
I gave him a long lecture today.
Yeah, I learned how rap is really hip-hop is just under what is rap music, the greater, the larger genre. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so, you know, like, this is personal to me. Obviously, like, this is not who I would say are the most relevant and greatest of all time, you know, like...
Yeah.
Like, there are those who have, like, you know, put what in, like, has created, you know, kind of the knowledge base that is, like, rap music. Okay. And there are people who put, like, huge amounts into that. And they're obviously not in my top five, but, you know, that's because they weren't that relevant to me personally, you know? Mm-hmm.
Have you said your top five yet?
Yeah, no, I haven't. I'm trying to distract myself so I can actually think about it.
Okay. All right. No, you can say. You know, I've realized. I feel like they keep changing with the times. That like you listen to this guy, and you're like, Wolan, I have to rearrange this.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's always changing. It's always changing depending on the day. Like, you know, there's a Monday top five. There's a Tuesday top five. That's how it is. Right now, though, yo, like MF Doom will always be in my top five. This man, he's. It's too nice. Like, I don't know where. He's probably, like, two or three. Hard to put him as a guy. Like, I guess, bro, Lauryn Hill's probably, like, fifth.
Okay. Wow. Come on. Okay. How's going?
Okay. Lauryn Hill, she's amazing. And you know, she's, like, just next level. I guess probably Kanye. Kanye's four. Like
even after last year,
But the thing is, like, his
I'm about to cover that.
We'll get there. Like, he's crazy. He's crazy. Yeah. Who else do I love? Oh my God, yo, there's too many.
Your bigger are we allowed for liking? You can put them in like.
Are we allowed to put in groups?
Yes.
Like, are you including that in the question?
I will let you do that.
Okay. Then that switches it up.
If I didn't know you, though, no.
Okay.
But I know you.
Okay. Thank you for your kindness. Okay, so that puts Tribe Called Quest is.
Oh, that's mine. I was gonna say that. Okay.
I'm sorry that you asked me first. So, like, I had dibs. I guess, like, Joey's got to be in my top five just because that's who I came up with.
I was waiting.
Obviously, you know, like, he's in there, so that's okay. So
would
Tribe.
Would you say that he's our age group? Would you say that Joey Badass is our era? Are we allowed to say that he's our era? Just because, like, when we have kids, I don't really want to tell them that my era is, I don't know.
To me, there was a little renaissance, like, of New York rap. Like, had like, me and my friend always talk about it. Like, from 2013, maybe even a little earlier, like, 2011 to, like, 2015, there was just a great renaissance of boom bap New York, like, came alive again after so long. Because the problem was in, like, the 2000s when 50 Cent started running the game and everyone was trying to be 50 Cent. And then everyone, they just kind of lost what made New York great. A little bit. No disrespect, because I love 50 Cent, because he always fun to hear in the club still. But yeah, so Joey, like, he's kind of he's the only one of those mans from that period that's actually made it to the front line. Like, everyone knows Joey now. Like, he's a very well known man.
Absolutely.
You know, and so
he's very well known, but. Usually, when people want to talk about, like, the top five in America, they will usually like if they want to talk about the top guys, they will just say Kendrick and J. Cole, but I'm just like, rah, what's wrong with Joey Badass? Why is people always make him number three and I'm tired of it? This guy is fire.
I can't, like,
and
Kendrick,
his voice,
Kendrick,
like his voice, fam, like Joey Badass's voice, man, on every beat, cause he's just shelling the whole time. But fam, Kendrick's voice, man, like
Kendrick has so many different styles,
yeah,
though. Like,
I know.
He comes real with it.
Massive lyricist, obviously, great flow. Great, fam, spectacular. But I'm just saying, bro, like, I also care about the voice, and I just...
You don't think he has it? Yo, that's like the Gangstar song. Jeez, mostly the voice. That's a classic. It's important, I agree. But, like, Kendrick, to me, in some... Like, his two recent albums, again, he's lost it, and a large part is because
really?
He's decided on... Like, for me,
I
personally, again...
I haven't heard him in a long time.
Yeah, like, his first... Like, he has... I don't know any like if anyone has put out, like, in the last 10... And obviously, in the last 10 years, he's ran the game, like, or so, you know?
Yeah.
But Overly Dedicated... Good Kid, Mad City,
yeah.
Section 80.
Good Kid, Mad City was my favorite album.
Yeah, that was a banger.
Forget the voice, cause this is gold.
Yeah, no, but like he switches voices after he switches voices a lot in his music. Mm-hmm. He has different, but like after that he goes to a mostly one specific voice after To Pimp a Butterfly. Of course, To Pimp a Butterfly. Another.
What vibe did that album give you? Because I like getting people's perspective. Because I've gotten, like, really different answers from all kinds of people.
It's
like
a very jazzy, like, it just, the production is crazy. Like, people that I, like, this man, the man who did the, I think it's saxophone he plays on a lot of those cuts.
Mm-hmm.
For To Pimp Butterfly, his name is Kamasi Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, he's great. Like, I heard about him, like, a few years after that.
Yeah.
And I started listening to his music, and it's just pure jazz. Like, it's just like the song, like, classic. It's like 10 minutes long.
Yeah.
Just amazing music.
That's one thing I commend Kendrick for. He always does his best to bring back the jazz, that jazz element.
And I love jazz rap too.
Yeah.
That's
the element that needs to stay.
Mm-hmm, for sure. And I forgot, there's actually another man. I think I only said four people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always got
tracks.
So my last man in my top five has got to be Absol, who's another member and not Kendrick.
In TDE.
He's in TDE. Yeah, okay. He's, you know, he's just like, I feel like me going from become like a teenager from that period. He just like his music came with me and like grew with me on a personal level that other than Joey, I don't think anyone else.
Yeah.
Really does that, and just like the way his mixtapes go, like, because I started, you know, like I obviously started with his first mixtape, like Long Term. I'm not even sure if that's his first one, but that's the first one I listened to. And just the change in his narrative and his voice from being that young guy on the scene to them being like, you know, he's there, and then, you know, like, oh, you know, being a mainstream part of TDE, like the biggest label in the world for a time, or probably still currently is in hip hop at least. And then now, like, getting into more experimental music in his most recent album, like, I feel like it kind of just matched the way that I was growing up, you know, going to school and then, like, actually going from, like, not, you know, just a high school kid to, like, oh, yo, I'm in New University now, like, you know?
Yeah.
So I feel like now it's your turn to go through your top five.
Whoa, wait. Okay. I'm going to have bear groups in this.
Bear groups?
Bear groups, that's...
A lot of people don't even allow groups in on top five, just so you know, like...
They're not in the right orders.
Mine weren't really in order either, to be honest. Cool. I never really ordered it.
So obviously Black Eyed Peas. I've been preaching to you about it.
Yes, this is true. You have been.
Tribe Called Quest. With them up there, okay?
Okay.
That's one group.
Okay.
This is one
Wait. That's
yes!
No.
I just gave you a group. That's a group. Two of them are groups. Listen. Okay, so... Tribe Called Quest and Black Eyed Peas, I like them a lot together. The same way! That's why it feels like one artist to me.
That's cheating. You're just trying to add people.
Allow me.
That's not...
Okay.
No, I'm not lying. That's two. You have three spots.
Then I like Skepta. I like Skepta and Mist together. Okay, that's number two.
So this is what you meant by groups. You're just adding them together.
You're the one who started it. You say
that's not what I meant by groups.
Because...
I just meant people that aren't...
Let me be. Okay, and then I love Flohayo. You wouldn't know Flohayo.
I don't know who is. Describe, explain, define.
I will play her in the final mix. You'll hear. Flohayo is just the greatest. I love her a lot. And obviously, we have Slick Rick and Dougie Fresh. Come on, that's a jewel. You have to love it.
Slick Rick and Dougie Fresh are in your top five. That's amazing. That's jokes.
I told you I went for the show.
Yeah, you went for the show. Yeah, I didn't know you were. That's amazing. Slick Rick and Dougie Fresh.
Rakim was there.
You saw Rakim was there?
Yes.
Rakim might be in my top five.
New edition. They're old as hell. They're really old, but those guys, I don't even know. They did their thing.
Yeah, Rakim was crazy. Yo,
Nas. You didn't say Nas.
I didn't want to. That was on purpose.
What? Why?
Oh, he's great. He's the great, like, 19...
right now, because...
You know, like, those are some of the greatest rap songs ever.
Justify this.
He just, like... Like, he is the... He's, to me, he's one of, like, probably close to, if not maybe Jay-Z, greatest rapper of all time. Like those
close
are,
to Jay-Z?
No, one of the two. I don't know which one's better. Lyrically, he is maybe better. It's arguable, yeah, but he doesn't have
the. Who won that war? The
Jay-Z won the war.
No, fam.
Yes.
Nas won the war. What are you talking about, cuz?
Are you serious?
Yes, cuz. With Ether, they did a vote at the Summer Jam.
Okay. At the time.
Nas won.
Okay, at the time, like it looked like.
Yo, cuz.
But you listen to the takeover. You listen to the takeover. And look back.
That probably is
a better song. And look at who's more relevant. Who is more relevant for the next 10 years?
You're pissing me off right now, fam.
Who won? Like, look at it. It's like Drake and Meek Mill.
Okay,
like,
that's because he's big on business. Nas be doing other things like providing for the black community. He be on some other next level stuff, bro.
I think that's code for all the rest of his albums kind of sucked.
No.
Was Nasir an album? Like, was that really good?
Okay, the latest one.
Okay, what about the album before that? What was the album before? I don't even know what the last album was before that.
Then I forget what it's called.
Oh, because it's not good.
He was holding Khaleesi's dress. You remember Khalees, the wife of his that divorced him and like took a lot of his money in settlement?
No.
Yeah, we're going off track.
Yeah, okay.
This is the way it's about. All right. So yeah, man, this is my top five. I probably gave you top eight.
Yeah, that's not fair. Like, what? You just prepared that before?
There was a time in my life I really loved T.I. He's in my top five, but just T.I.P. Not the current one. The current one, I'm just a bit lost because he's using, like, really hard grammar that I can't really understand. Yeah, I just don't get his words.
T.I. has good flow, though.
Back in the days, though, that was my guy.
That was your guy.
The Dope Boys, that tune was mine. I knew every album. I'm serious. Trap music. He's literally the king of trap. Cause you have to.
T.I. is the king of trap.
T.I. is the king.
He engineered the team. I forgot. Yo, Outkast is probably my top five too.
Oh, you weren't looking at the South guys. Eh?
Oh yeah, I forgot about Atlanta.
Okay, in my top five also there's Questa. Questa is South African though.
That's cool.
You wouldn't know who that is.
No, I don't know.
Of course.
The only person
I
know from South Africa is...
You're very close-minded.
I am. I'm glad. I'll be opening. Open, like, I'll fly and stuff. Ooh.
I'm joking. Okay. So, what are we going to talk about next? All right, guys. Bear with us. I get confused sometimes. So, you were not on this show last semester, right?
No. You would know. I wasn't here.
Yeah.
I didn't.
So... I just wanted to catch you up on what I was talking about last
semester. Yes, please do. Explicate. Okay.
So, obviously, because it was the first time and stuff, my first episode was about, like, defining rap, talking about its origin and stuff like that. We already had a debate.
I listened to that episode. That's the only... I did. When I was searching up the show, yeah. I was like, oh, what's it sound like?
Mm-hmm.
I was inspired.
All right. Bless up for that one. So, yeah, I defined rap as an art of like rhythmic expression, commonly over a beat, at least in current days, but like obviously in other days it was more of like a live instrument, drum, like I'm drumming, like it's not like beats on from Logic Pro or FL Studio, you get what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, like yeah. How you put yeah. that in there, you know, the yeah. specific, mm-hmm. all right.
But like rap is just preferably just poetic, rhythmic, just expression of art. And it's like used to it was used to talk, to communicate with ancestors. Obviously, these are special. The dead are special. You know what I'm saying? So when you're talking to them, obviously, like, you want to make your prayers a bit more poetic. You know, just to appeal to them. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, say you're in a business meeting with someone, right?
Okay.
You make sure, like, you are picking the right sentences you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to be very concise.
Yes.
Yeah, you got
to
be careful.
The way you're saying it, it has to really rest with them, and they have to sink that in and be like, well, hey now, I will have a contract, which I'll sell you whatever it is you want.
Never do that impression again.
Okay.
But, like, I feel
right.
you on that.
I will never.
Yeah.
I would never do that. But yes. And yeah, so the answer is yes. What am I talking about? I can't be talking about religion on the radio. This is the wrap-up. But yeah, basically, it was anciently used to talk to ancestors. It was used for storytelling because it's easier to save, like, stuff that you need to memorize, like people's history, like who birthed who.
Right.
In
it's
a
all, it was all
sense.
Oral, right?
Yeah.
There's no
yeah,
writing?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
gotcha.
That's the Greeks. They really didn't like... They saw books as a sickness. They could write some books, but they didn't want to put everything in books because it made people lazy. Because they always feel like, if I write it in a book, I have to go back to the book and
check. You don't
fine.
Know it anymore.
Yeah,
the book knows
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
you don't
the
have
book
the knowledge.
Has to save
okay.
Every, yeah. So they just wanted to make people remain active, kind of thing.
That's probably smart.
Yeah. Passing on the culture down to all of their, like, you know, descendants, basically.
Okay.
Like, if I'm the old woman in the community that's telling the history of you, your great-great-great-great-great-grandmother was this, and she gave birth to this one, and then she gave birth to this one, so married this one. It's better to save it rhythmically in, like,
yeah, yeah,
a
so
rap.
You know it, yeah,
so
otherwise you forget
it's now
it.
A tune, you always remember it. It's not hard to
I remember,
it,
yo.
And you will teach it to your kids. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So that's why rap.
Yeah, there was one kid in my grade 7 class.
Mm-hmm.
We were learning, you know, like in chemistry, you got all those elements,
mm-hmm.
all the chemicals or whatever.
Yeah.
And there's like a song that you memorize all of them.
Yeah.
And he said the song. Mm-hmm. Sounds very similar
to what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm just remembering myself in Rwanda learning how to speak English and like that little song they taught me. To say the letters and things like A, B, C, D.
Yeah
them kind
that's
of things.
That's a good song.
Yeah, fam, I'm still a gangster, though. I'd be singing, like, baby melodies, but I'm still hard. You get me? So, okay, so, yeah, we talked about that. We talked about its origin being Africa. And, yeah. We talked about female MCs in the rap game.
This is a big year.
Yeah,
it's a big year, 2018.
It's not fair to women that whenever, like, they make awards, they'll be like, best male artist.
Yeah.
And then when they want to award women, they'll say best. Sorry, when it's men, they'll say best MCs for this year.
Mm-hmm.
When it's women, they say best female.
Yeah,
MCs.
It's always how it is. Like, but that,
what you, like, a woman can't compete anymore. Like, what is it? They're all MCs.
It's
there's no female term. I don't know if there's, okay, maybe there's femcs or something. But then why is.
Is that a real term?
I've been seeing a lot on, like, bear blogs and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
I never heard that before.
But it's just not fair. They're all MCs. You know what I'm saying? They can
mm-hmm.
all compete in one category.
I agree
Why
completely.
Why don't they have that? So we talked about that, too. And, yeah, just being a woman, man, you always have to work 1,000 times harder to be heard.
Of course.
You have to either sell your body or do this. But you don't have to do that. And some women have shown that. And you've talked to me about one
mm-hmm.
from Chicago, right?
Oh, yeah. No Name.
Mm-hmm.
She came out with her second project this year.
Mm.
Yo, that was so far. Like, it's literally, like, her coming into her own through the album. You know, it's really, like, self-exploration.
Okay.
Talking about, obviously, her life as, like, a woman of color. In Chicago, as a person who's trying to get their voice out there,
mm.
and how hard that is, and you know, like it's hard. It's so hard being a woman,
because
you're facing challenges that way, and it's so hard being a person of color, in a colonial society like the U.S. and Canada, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So facing both those challenges together, and she's just kind of expressing her opinion on all sorts of matters, and it's. It's pretty short. It's only like 30 minutes or so, but like, and she has a really great voice. Like it's kind of soft, and she sounds very poetic, and she just rides the beats. Like it's honestly next week you guys tune in, maybe we'll hear some.
Yeah. My friend just texted me and he's like, one of us should have said Drizzy Drake in our top 5.
No.
And he's also praising you for saying Kanye West in your top five. He really loves Kanye.
Yeah, I like Kanye. I didn't. I also think he's an idiot in a lot of ways. He does a lot of really dumb things and says a lot of really dumb things.
Okay.
You know, like.
But he's just man's probably stressed or something.
Oh yeah,
something's definitely going on with
there's
him.
There's been a numerous things that have been tough
because
in his life. Yeah,
when
he's
I saw
faced
that
struggle,
therapeutic interview with Charlemagne the God.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
From the Breakfast. Mm-hmm. Is it the Breakfast Club? Is that what he's on?
Yeah, the morning show or whatever.
Yeah, that morning.
Like Ebro
show.
In the morning. Or?
Mm-hmm. No, Ebro.
Which one? Oh, you're talking about the Power 104.
Yeah, Power
104. Yeah.
Yes,
that man. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. When I saw the therapeutic interview, I was like, wow, that's mad. Because this is what we need to be doing. When somebody says something dumb or does something terrible, let's sit down with them and get to the root cause of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be there for each other, understand why this person is saying these things. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
It's really...
Instead of just like bashing them and saying, how could he say
this?
He probably just made a mistake. I don't know. I really don't want to speak on it actually because it's going to get cruddy and I'm not trying to.
All right, I was ready. Like I had points in my head while you were saying that. Like, oh, we're gonna talk about this.
We're gonna
okay.
get to that. Oh my God, we're so off track. Okay. So what would you say the music scene of 2018 was like to you?
Well, to be honest, like Kanye had a lot. He had a lot on his plate in 2018. Mm-hmm. He had his own album. He produced a Nas album, which, in my opinion, was a flop. he produced Pusha T's album Daytona, which was absolute fire. Like that to me, that was like top five album of the year. That album was super crazy. And then he had Kids See Ghosts. He had that album with Kid Cudi. So he did a lot of things. You know, I don't think he was representative of like the whole thing, but he had a large year quantity wise. And that represented a lot of like stuff that I did listen to. Obviously, as I said before, there's a lot like Cardi B, like really, like I don't, her music's, you know, it is what it is. But in terms of mainstream women in hip hop,
yeah,
she's the first woman in 20 years to be, have like a solo number one on the Billboard or whatever since Lauryn Hill, actually. I heard on the radio. And that's crazy. Like that's a long time. There have been a lot of women who have been really good in between now and then who have not done that.
Yeah.
You know, and that fact that like what's crazy to me is that she gets played like other rap artists. You know, she's breaking barriers in
yes,
a lot of ways.
That
and
is very true.
And that's really important. So like kudos to her for doing her thing.
That,
and you know, like again, you know, the music speaks for itself, but like, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
As I said, No Name. There's an artist I also listened to recently called Baby Mother. BBYMUTHA. If you guys want to search her up, she had a really crazy album. She had a couple mixtapes, but one of her projects I really, really liked. And there was another. Oh yeah, Tierra Whack. I told you about her. It was a 15-minute album. Each song was 1 minute long.
Mm-hmm.
And the beats and the production and the mixing on that thing and just the different, you know, the things she's saying are really interesting and they give me a new respect for that type of music.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's a very, the lyricism isn't as, there aren't that many words, because obviously each song is only 1 minute, but you just kind of get almost like a little cut of what the song would have been almost, mm-hmm. and you feel it, and it's a very interesting project that I really enjoyed. What about you? What was your 2018?
Obviously, Black Eyed Peas. I feel like it was a lot of old school cats coming back really strong. You know what I'm saying? They did their thing. But then I was like, did Tribe Called Quest inspire that? Because, you know, Tribe
their
Called
album,
Quest did their thing in 2017.
To me, that was one of their best albums.
That was huge.
That was a huge album.
What was it called again? We Got It From Here. Thank You For Your Service.
Yeah. That's it.
That
yeah.
was
oh,
so good, man.
Super fun.
And
fire.
Then rest in peace, obviously, Pipe Dog.
Yeah.
Man, like, love him.
Of course.
And yeah, I feel like other old school artists saw and like, right, if they can do, obviously they're opening doors for man, so why don't I do my thing? And obviously, yeah, Black Eyed Peas and Ice Cube came back and he had actually
yeah
really
I did not
tunes.
Listen to that. Was it good?
I had one song, something about, you know, it's called like Booty Meat or something like that. But he's basically, he's back on that jazz thing.
Oh, yeah?
Remember, like, back in the days, N.W.A.?
Yeah, that's kind of course.
The beats one. It's mad. You need to check it out.
All right.
And all right. Slick Rick, obviously, his face has been coming up a lot. It was coming up a lot in 2018. I saw him in the Noise Stylist video. He was featured in the Black Eyed Peas album.
I saw that. Yeah, I heard that.
So, you know, the Black Eyed Peas album, I don't really want to focus on the bad things that happened in 20. Sorry, it's cold out here, so I have a cold or whatever. So, yeah, speaking of Black Eyed Peas, so their latest album was Masters of the Sun, Volume 1, and you're about to listen to them. This was mixed by Young Madiba, my DJ, my favorite DJ, man. Love this guy. If you ever need your stuff mixed, or if you ever need a mix of something, let me know. He doesn't really even charge that high. And yeah, man, let's get into the music break. You're listening to New Wave by Black Eyed Peas from the album Masters of the Sun, Volume 1. And yeah, we're about to start. Hey, I hope you like that. That was Black Eyed Peas, New Wave, and also Back to Hip Hop. Thanks to Young Madiba for mixing these two tracks for me. I wanted to play all of them, but I couldn't decide which one I wanted. So thank you for that. Anyways, so yeah, back to what we're talking about.
Yeah, what was that?
Yeah, I totally get, get a hold of myself. Yeah, man. Like I was saying, I felt like a lot of old school artists were coming back really strong, and I liked it. It's like, you know, they saw the new cats kind of falling off track, and they wanted to put them back on track, and they did that properly. Because these shows, the wrap up show, its main essence is to, you know, devise means on how to, you know, preserve the genre, preserve rap, and, you know, platforms for it, anything to keep it alive and to avoid it from going extinct.
Do you think it's going extinct?
I don't want it to happen to it, but you know what I'm saying?
Do you think it's diminishing?
Stuff's possible, because I didn't think DNB would go extinct, or jungle would go extinct. You know what I'm saying?
Interesting.
I don't want that to happen to rap.
Okay.
So, okay. Anyways. So, moving on to news.
Course.
News on the rap scene. We've been seeing R. Kelly a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Lately.
Too much.
I don't really want to touch on it. Don't worry. I'm not about to make this an awkward session.
No. What?
But anyway.
Why'd you introduce it then?
Allow me. I'm not. Yeah, don't worry. I'm getting there.
Okay. Okay.
So, yeah, you heard about the rape charges and whatnot. So, I just wanted to know, you know, with what R. Kelly has done, and, you know, like in the past, in 2018, Kanye West was, was, you know, everyone was bashing for what he said about slavery and all that. I remember Eve was on a show talking about we need to stop listening to guys like Kanye West. There's Nas out there. Pick up some Nas, pick up some Common, pick up some, I don't know, Dr. Dre, something, but don't, let's not listen to Kanye West. But like, I wanted to pose the question, to what extent does one separate an artist's, you know, day-to-day life activities from his or her content? To what extent do they not separate the stuff? Because usually everyone says, man's just here so that you can listen to their music. Like, why are you butting into their life and, like, their affairs? Like, that's none of your business. Stop being nosy. Just listen to their music. That's what they're here for. That's their job. But I'm just like, to what extent can we be like, nah, fam, we don't like this. We're not going to listen to them anymore. To what extent? What do you
feel? It's really interesting, because, like, you brought up Nas as the man, like, as the guy that you should be listening to, but even he, like, had allegations against him for you know, abusing his wife. Like, it's so hard to make that distinction, and I think at a certain point, it's very, to me, like, especially, this is a question that's most important to rap music out of any musical genre, because so many people come from the struggle, come from places where they've had to, where reality and your environment force you to make choices that other people just don't have to make.
Yeah.
You know, like so many rappers have either talked about killing people. You know, that's a like killing someone, like that's crazy, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But what R. Kelly has done, like that's some like alleged, like I don't, not like that, you can't, to me that's too far.
Yep, me too. This it's to this extent where I just can't separate the two anymore. This is just who you are, and there's no point in me listening to you just to support you so you can keep on stepping on someone else. No, I'm not going to do that. And in other news, you mentioned to me that you like Charlie Sloth, right? From
of course. <It's jokes.
laughs> Yeah. What's the show called again?
Fire in the Booth.
Fire in the Booth. This. Get ready to rumble. I love him, man. I love him. That is another person that just does whatever it takes to preserve the genre, to preserve rap, to preserve lyricism, to preserve the art of flow, inventing new flows. You know what I'm saying? With his show. What is it again? I keep forgetting the name, but yeah. With his show, and we were sad to see him leave BBC One Extra, but he was moving on to bigger
things. Yeah, where is he going?
He announced a few days ago that he's moving to Beats One. The wrap up, his rap show will still exist.
Yeah, but they're getting a new host,
Fire in the Booth. No, it was on BBC One Extra. There will be a new show replacing his time slot.
Oh,
right?
But his show but his is show, moving.
Yeah, he owns his show.
Oh,
it's his name. So,
oh, that's good.
Yeah, so he's moving with it, and his fans and all the rappers that already has a relationship with. Man's doing big things,
You know, that's a really interesting topic, in my opinion. Like how BBC is, that's the government. That's like here in Canada we have CBC. Is their equivalent, right? Mm-hmm. That's the government run, and you can actually have a rap. You know, like a rap radio show that's properly supporting the genre.
I don't know if it's so like the BBC of the news. I don't know, but maybe
it is. It's the same. Like, well, it's not the same as the news people, but like, it's all one like body.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, and it has bare segments.
And we don't have anything like that that represents like. There are people who do music. There's a huge rap scene in Toronto.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of it is work in progress, but the beats are getting there, especially now that Murda Beats is producing a lot of what's coming out of here, and it's improving, and there are a lot. Before, it was just mostly people that are just trying the best in a lot of ways, but we don't have anything like that from, like, a government from Canada supporting the growing of such a large genre in Toronto. It doesn't really exist in the same way. So it's amazing that England or Britain can do that.
Canada needs some more platforms for sure. Rappers, which actually I want to talk about the next episode. I literally wanted to call it platforms.
Oh, okay, we'll get there.
Yeah, okay. So, on other news, obviously, racism always exists. It's 2019, and the critics are still chatting grief, like I always say. What to do in it? It's hard to believe that, you know, some things are not changing. So basically, the Australian Prime Minister. I need to figure out his name. The Australian Prime Minister, Fraser, his name is, I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's Fraser?
Yeah.
Fraser Anning. Yeah, basically he tweeted, if we are not careful, we'll end up like Germany, UK, or even worse, South Africa. We must stop importing dangerous third world criminals and deport the ones already here. And he put a picture of Swift. Swift is from Smoke Boys. He just put that picture there to represent whatever gang he was talking about, right? And Swift, obviously, the tweet came to him, and then he tweeted saying, it's sad that in this year, you know, these things are still happening. And it's just annoying how people just get any black face and assume we just all look alike, and they can just put our image on whatever
of course
negative stereotype they have about us without our permission. They did the same thing with Stormzy.
Yeah.
They put Stormzy's face when they were trying to talk about Lukaku in a newspaper. You know Lukaku,
striker
for Manchester.
Yeah, I actually saw that. To be honest, of course that
it was not fair. It was just terrible. Looking at us like we're just all the same. No, fam. Yes, we're a beautiful shade. Yes. It's okay. But, like, fam, we're all deep. And that's the thing about, like, privilege. Like, those who are privileged, if say they steal or do something bad, they're looked at as an individual. They only did that, but they won't look at the whole race as being accountable for this. But when it's us, one person does one black thing, one bad thing, and then all of a sudden the whole race is looked at as maybe they're all the same. You know what I'm saying? Like, you need to hold individuals accountable for whatever it is you're trying to talk about. Don't be putting just anybody's face. We don't all look alike. We're different. You know what I'm saying? It's just annoying. And I think that's all with my news. What do you have for me?
I have a question actually back to that. As a person at Laurier, like being in this environment in Canada, in a white country, do you feel that like more here than like at home? Do you feel like there's no racism like that, right?
No, not really.
You know, but as soon as you came here, like you feel it like everywhere
it's
you go.
The tension you can cut through it with a knife. The stupid questions you asked. But, you know, we're not really going to get into that. Who has time for the negativity? It's a Sunday. People want to praise the Lord or whatever.
Okay.
Seems like we have another music break. That's for you.
It looks like it's my turn. Say word. Okay.
Guru. Wagwan.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Wagwan. You know, this is a classic, you know. Part of, like, a lot of music I listen to goes farther back than 2018, you know? Like, I'm not always... Like, most of what I see, like, the rap genre as a whole, it's, you know, it's all interconnected. It's all, like, one, you know, one huge, like kind of, like, jungle. Just everything, and it's kind of all mashing together. And I love just discovering what has already existed and seeing how things connect. Because what's great about rap music is that, or all music, is that it builds on itself. You know, especially rap because of the samples and the way it's all coming from something that had already existed and building and putting your own flavor on it, putting your own flow. And, you know, so I had not heard this song before. Unfortunately, it's actually one of his, like, hugest hits. You know, like, it's kind of embarrassing on my part, but that's okay. Gru, obviously a legend, you know, part of Gangstar. With DJ Premier, one of the...
DJ Premier! Oh my, can we have an episode where we just talk about DJs?
Oh, of course. Please. Of course, at least one. DJ.
Yes.
That's another...
They're an important element in preserving this culture.
Yeah, yes. So he did not... I don't think he produced this song because this is after Gru's solo stuff. But when he came onto the scene, Gangstar, that was... They ran the game for a bit there. They're super empowering. They're great. And what he says in this song is also amazing. And also, what I really liked about this song, made me want to put it on, is the fact that there's actually, you know, the second verse and the man that's featured on the song is actually rapping in French, which I really thought was really cool. I again, being my narrow-minded self, I don't have a huge amount of experience listening to rap in other languages, but, you know, I'm always looking for something new and something interesting. I really like the way his flow like went on this and the boom bap beat. It's very 90s, very, very high quality stuff. So I guess we'll get to the song.
You want to play the song now? All right. So we're listening to Gru, Lifesaver, right?
Featuring.
Baby.
Yeah. I don't know his name.
Well, okay. Check that.
Is this really the end, or is it a new beginning? A new reality. So many misconceptions. So many evil deceptions.
All right. I hope you like that. I hope the mic is not too loud. I hope you like that. That was Gru, Lifesaver featuring Baby. English and French. He didn't even tell me this. And you know how
I actually said it
French
live
music.
Maybe 10 seconds before. I guess my partner is, you know, just not really listening to what I'm saying. I'm kind of embarrassed. I'm sorry,
I'm
everyone, that you had to hear that. This is a shameful, shameful partner.
Shut up. Okay. Moving on to the next one. Yes. It's your turn.
Oh, it is my turn.
Freedom of speech and music.
This is something that I was interested in kind of as a result of finding out about this show.
Okay.
And so basically I did some research and basically in the UK, drill obviously become a very large genre and it's very popular.
Apparently it's inspired by Chicago.
Yes.
I did not know.
Oh, you did not know that?
No. I'm so embarrassed.
Oh, wow. Chicago. Yeah, Chicago Joe was huge, you know, like like Chief Keef.
So he was a drill artist?
That's originally...
In high school, people used to say I looked like Chief Keef.
That's...
I didn't know that. Why are you laughing? What's funny?
I'm just trying to see it right now, but I don't really see it. So that's probably a positive. Did you have short locks like this? Oh, okay. That's Chief Keef.
Yeah. So I didn't know what kind of artist he is. I just thought he was a rapper, but I didn't know in what, like...
Yeah, no, he's drill, you know, like he's yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. Go on, you were saying?
Nah, yeah. There's lots of great drill artists. Of course, most of the ones that I know are from Chicago. I'm not a huge drill man. Like, I don't listen to that much drill, but obviously I have respect for it as a genre of rap music.
Okay.
So I was interested in looking into freedom of speech in music, and what that is. And I came across that in the UK, basically what they've done to this one group, 10/11, who. I'm not that familiar with. I've heard of them, but I don't really know their music that well. When they got arrested, the courts made the argument that, you know, their music as drill music contributes to youth violence in the UK.
I've been hearing that one a lot.
Been hearing that. It happened in the US for a time too.
Yeah, that was always
rappers. Ice Cube's.
That was his thing.
N.W.A. You know, that's where that started. Like, or. At least
the whole government was just against them.
Yeah, because
they were making
everyone
wake up.
There's so many songs. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, Gangster Rap Made Me Do It is a classic where he's literally, he's just talking about how he people are blaming gangster rap for their crime and how it's not, you know, like the government's taking no responsibility and all that other stuff that Ice Cube is so known for, his lyrical talent.
And
it's on that exact same, except this government in the UK decided. That because it was their responsibility for inciting youth violence in the UK, they were banned from making music, or at least they had to show the authorities their music before they could release anything, which is crazy, you know, when you think about it, like the fact, like freedom of speech is such a basic right, and these people, like the government, has decided that what they're saying is not allowed to be said and has no value, on a systematic level, how I thought about that was kind of, it's interesting how, like, the radio shows, you know, like the way you can't play explicit music, right? So that, here, like, it kind of makes sense, but the fact that it systematically, you know,
censors
one genre, you know, what the artist is trying to say, and who is that artist? Like,
it's like telling them to shut their mouth.
Exactly, right? And basically... And who, like, if you look at who that is, that's a lot, like, that's rap music right there. That's so much of it. And you don't hear it on the radio, or what you do hear on the radio isn't...
With other artists, you know? Like R&B artists or soul artists, they can say whatever they feel. But when it's a rap artist, they have to be censored. The government has to be against it. It's just bare violence surrounding it. And it's deader than dead, man. So anyways, you talked to me about... 1011. I didn't understand what you were talking about in the sitting room. Which is this? That's where all the radio people hang out. They think they're cool. Go on.
like I said, they basically aren't allowed to make music without notifying the government first. They have released some music since.
Oh, that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, that was what I was talking about.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I stay losing track.
It's all right. It's all good.
So, what do you think? Do you think that drill is increasing violence? Like, okay, this is what happened. I was watching this thing, my favorite podcast, the Halfcast podcast, and kind of like went with what you're talking about here, freedom of speech. When, like, short movies are made in the UK and say maybe they decide to talk about what happens in their ends, in their hoods and whatnot, shanking, drug dealing, all that stuff, being a roadman. Everyone says, well, that's not fair, but these guys are telling their story that the media doesn't really want to tell. They have to be the reporters of what is going on so that we can see the truth. Because who else will tell the truth about you but you?
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? So these guys are telling their story. And yes, it has violence. Okay, this is the truth they're living. If James Bond does an action movie where he's killing somebody, no one's gonna say anything about that. But they will let the other, they'll say when a rapper does this and shows that stuff in their videos, oh, it's violence, it's gonna influence everyone. Do you think that James Bond can't influence somebody to start killing people?
Exactly. It's
or Jet Li to start kicking people about. You know what I'm saying? Cause come on, don't keep, like, find another struggle. Stop looking for someone to blame for all your problems. It's you doing this to them. These movies just tell their truth. You know what I'm saying? So anyways, moving on. Yeah, you talked to me about this being a huge year for women in hip hop already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did talk about that. Although going back to that, I did forget one of my favorite albums of 2018.
Yeah.
Was the Freddie Gibbs Currency album produced by The Alchemist. The title is escaping me. Just give me a moment and I will find it. But it was like, I think that's my number one album of the year right there.
I hear that.
It was like the beats. The Alchemist is probably like, he's just under like Premier. You know, you have the all like Kanye, you have all those great, great beat makers. It's called Fetty, of course. Yes, Fetty. But he's just like maybe one level below them, but he had three projects this year. He had, one was called Bread. I think the other's called like Lunch Meat, and then Fetty. And this album, this is probably Freddie Gibbs, if you don't know who that is. He's a rapper from Gary.
Is he the bald-headed guy?
Yeah, he's the bald-headed guy. Yeah, he's the bald-headed guy. Okay. Yeah, he's crazy. He actually, a couple years ago, he got arrested. He got accused of rape in, like, I think it was somewhere in Europe. And he was like, it eventually got disproved. But he spent, like, I think it was, like, 18 months in prison.
Mm.
Like, away from his family, away from his daughter. Like, that was a tough, tough experience. But, you know, this is definitely my favorite album of his since Madlib, which is produced by, the name is escaping me again.
Madlib is the producer.
Oh, Madlib is the producer. Pinata produced by Madlib.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, that album, to me, that's top three albums of from the year 2000, 2010.
Madlib.
Pinata. So if you never heard that, go search up Pinata right now. That album is so fire. And then this album right here, Fetty, that's his next best project. And Currency, who's mostly known as just being like a really high guy who's fried all the time. You know, he's always got that super laid back vibe, super chill, but he comes hard, you know? And Freddie Gibbs always raps like he's a criminal mastermind, like he's running the game.
Okay.
You know, like he's a huge, you know, talking about violence and all those things. And Currency kind of brings it up to his level a little bit. And they just rap about like, you know, living the luxurious life of what it would be like. And the beats are just, they're just crazy.
Mm.
Unfortunately, like, I didn't really want to play this because, you know, the censoring version of this, it won't be as good.
Which one? The MC Murder thing?
Oh, no, that's something else.
But we're about to play that.
We're about to play, like, a clean song. But Fetty is really good album, but because it's explicit, I feel like if I played it on here on the clean version, you'll lose some value. So I really want you guys to go check that out. Go search it up, go stream it, find it. You know, it's everywhere, Spotify, Apple Music.
All right, then we're moving to our next music break. We're so sorry. Yeah, our breaks are coming in a bit fast today, but allow it. You like the music anyways, and if you don't, that's too bad. So yeah, introduce. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the next song I also picked today is by the artist Chaos. You know, I really wanted to bring some Canadian content always because, you know, I'm from Canada and that's what it is. He has a really diverse background in a lot of different musical genres, and he really brings them together, ties them up nicely.
Okay.
And he's from Whitby, Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
I hear it's nice over there. Maybe, probably not. Yeah, so let's hear it.
We've just landed. All right, send a search party out. Don't get caught up on this planet, man. These humans are crazy. Just don't even show them your microphones, because then, you know what? They want to give you a record deal, and then you end up dead, you know what I mean? It's like body snatchers. But you know what?
All right. You heard it here, guys. Don't tell anybody else something different, because we're the ones that put you onto music. Okay, fine. he put you onto this tune, and it's mad, and I'm jealous that I'm not the one who put you onto this tune. Anyways, guys, we're coming to the end of our show. Now, you know that I have a culture of always giving you a quote for the day, because I feel like, you know, as students, as human beings, as whatever class you're in, you know, if you're in the working class, we're all going through a lot of things right now. Yeah, so I'm going to summarize this show and then give you a quote for the week. So today we talked about, what did we talk about? This episode was called Reflections and Resolutions. We talked about what happened in 2018. Actually, we didn't talk about what we want to see in 2019. We want to see more lyricists. We don't want to really hear mumble artists in large amounts of numbers, at least not larger than actual rappers to me, because I feel like mumble rap just needs to be put in its own category. My goodness, give it a new name or something. But yeah. And yeah, that's what we talked about today. We talked about what happened in 2019 in the rap game, what we want to see in 2019 and the years to come.
We didn't talk about 2019.
What do you want to see in 2019 and the years to come?
I really don't know. I'm hoping that Piñata, the sequel might come out soon.
I just can't wait for J-House to come out and make some new tunes.
True.
And I need something from Dave.
All mans on Instagram keep telling this guy to release music.
Alright, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. This was a wrap up. You were with DJ Sima on the ones and twos, bringing you tunes you ain't accustomed to. And DJ
Rhino.
Yeah.
I'll see you guys next week, eh?
Mm-hmm. And I got a lot of messages saying how much you like DJ Rhino, which hurt my feelings. I am heartbroken, as none of you have ever said you love me so much as you love this guy. And yeah, I'm going to give you the quote of the week. The quote is, you already know the answer. It may be human to always go through your plan over and over again just to be on the safe side, but it's also okay to trust your hustle. Be yourself, don't be scared. What you're doing is right. You have a plan, and you already know how it's supposed to work. So don't get shook. And I'll be everywhere you look. No. Yeah, well, I will.
That's some creepy,
if you need me, cuz you hit me up and that. Yeah. But yeah, trust your hustle. Don't keep going over your plan over and over again, rehearsing. No, you know the answers, cuz. Stay blessed. With love. Okay, I'm going to play the last mix. It's going to be a long thing. If another show comes in after me, good for you then. But this next mix is mixed by, as I always say, my favorite DJ, Young Madiba. I hope you enjoy it. Goodbye.